Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. The director of engineering at Google's Everyday Robots, Max Braun, unveiled a prototype e-ink newspaper display called Paper. The bezel-less 31.2-inch black and white display downloads a newspaper's front page overnight and then displays it on the screen. Paper doesn't have any buttons or other ways to interact with the device. A U.S. district judge has ruled in favor of Sprint's $26 billion deal to merge with T-Mobile, which now only needs the California Public Utilities Commission's approval to go forward. Attorneys general from a dozen states sought to block the deal, arguing that combining the number three and number four U.S. carriers would stifle competition and create higher prices for consumers. The companies said that the merger would help them compete against AT&T and Verizon and build a nationwide 5G network more quickly. A new Nielsen study shows that in the last 3 months of 2019, Netflix accounted for 31% of streaming to TVs. YouTube was second with 21%, Hulu came in third with 12%, and Amazon took 8%. Other free and ad-supported offerings, including offerings from Apple and Disney, took a 28% chunk of viewership. Nielsen also reported that of overall U.S. video viewing on TVs, streaming now makes up 19%. Axios' sources say that Snapchat is launching new tools and custom content around mental health and wellness, including a search function that surfaces health and wellness resources on subjects like depression, suicide, and anxiety. An example would be if a user typed the word anxiety into the search, the Snap series Chill Pill would surface, along with episodes of other shows that show anxiety-relieving videos. Snap is also said to be developing more original programming covering mental health issues in a constructive way. The group behind the Big ML machine learning platform used some deep neural networks trained on factors that were considered best predictors of an Oscar winner. They used things like a film synopsis, other award show nominations, film festival prizes, and more. Of the 8 categories it made predictions for, it got 5 right, going against odds makers' choices, 1917, and predicted Once Upon a Time in Hollywood would win Best Picture. Those were not right. Parasite won. The algorithm also predicted that The Irishman would win Best Adapted Screenplay, while the oddsmakers favored Jojo Rabbit. The oddsmakers won that one as well. The algorithm also got Best Director wrong. Apple has joined the Fast Identity Online, or FIDO, alliance, which seeks to develop and promote stronger authentication standards than passwords. Other members include Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, and Samsung, with support for the alliance's universal second-factor open standard. Chrome, Firefox, Edge, and Opera browsers all natively support U2F, and in iOS 13.3, Safari also supports FIDO2 compliant physical security keys like YubiKey. The Washington Post and German public broadcaster ZDF obtained CIA documents that say Swiss encryption firm Crypto AG was secretly formerly owned by the CIA in a classified partnership with West German intelligence and sold rigged devices to foreign governments to spy on messages that users thought were encrypted. Clients included Iran, India, Pakistan, Iraq, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and the Vatican. Swiss Info reports that the Swiss government has officially opened an investigation into Crypto AG and that the general export license for crypto devices has been suspended until open questions have been clarified. Microsoft announced that based on feedback, it's reversing its plan to auto-install a Microsoft Search extension for Office 365 Pro Plus customers using Chrome, which would have changed users' default search engines to Bing. Microsoft originally said that this would help customers use Microsoft Search and Bing intranet search capability, which requires Bing to be the default. Finally, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission has requested information from Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft about mergers that were too small to report to antitrust agencies. The companies are asked to provide terms, scope, structure, and purpose for each transaction made between January 1, 2010 and December 31, 2019. They'll also be asked to provide details on post-acquisition integration, product development, and pricing, as well as how data was treated. The FTC says the request was part of a study of the issue of companies buying potential competitors to reduce competition. The results of the study are intended to inform future policy. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.